I'm Carla Echols. We turn now to a portion of my interview with LaTanya Moore Copeland. She is the Minister of Music at St. Philip African Methodist Episcopal Church in Atlanta, Georgia. I ask her about how she came to record a great gospel Easter classic. So, LaTanya, I was looking for a particular version of He Decided to Die. And when I came to your version of that song, I'm telling you what, it brought tears to my eyes. My God.
Praise the Lord.
You're amazing.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You sing that song like no other. It's absolutely beautiful. Tell me, how'd you come to record it?
I grew up as a pastor's kid, and our music department has always been awesome. And we had singers that would sing the fool out of that song every Easter. And as I grew up with the desire in my heart that one day I would have the opportunity to sing the song. And toiling over music to prepare for my CD that I was toiling with the Lord about because it was never a desire to do for me. Once he said, do it, go for it, we had to move forward. And that was one of the first songs I chose. Matter of fact, that was a single that we released for the project. And I called Dr. Margaret Durow and asked her for permission if it was okay if I would record it. And then I asked her if she mind if we would send it after we recorded it to get her blessing on it because I wanted to put a worship spin just at the end of it just to give that classic something a little different. And as soon as we finished mixing and mastering, we sent it to her. She called us back and said, go forth. She put her hands on my head and told me to go forth. And I've actually ministered the song with her on a number of occasions.
My
I'm just
God.
grateful for her reception. That was important to me because recording a classic, sometimes people are not as open to receiving anything new regarding a classic. And I didn't want to lose the integrity of the piece, but I wanted also to be able to do something on it. And I kept saying, I wanted just a worship piece on the end, just an opportunity and something just a little different about it that would appeal to everyone. And praise God, people have received it since 2006. That's when we released it, and people have been receiving it ever since. And so I'm so grateful that you found it, and it's been a blessing.
I've heard this song as you have found through the years, and I have heard some wonderful versions, but you really, God anointed your voice for such a time as this, and the way you sing on this recording is absolute. I can't say it enough. It's amazing.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. It was a struggle to go through this, and I knew that the birth pains were worth it all, and it has been, and because it tells the story of what our life is all about. And I would have to remind people, we don't sing about the cross and we don't sing about the blood anymore. And that is our testimony as Christians. We would not be who we are had he not done what he did. So that's our story.
I love you saying that. He would not come down from the cross just to save himself. He decided to die.
Just to save me and you. That's it.
That's LaTanya Moore Copeland. She is the Minister of Music at St. Philip AME Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
God bless you.
When Jesus